Welcome back. It's MJ.
And Tosh.
Hey, Tosh.
So, I noticed the last episode. Look, it looks like I'm talking into the stick.
Well, at least you're making one person's dreams come true.
Oh my god. Do you like that?
Do you like that? I have a question.
Yeah.
Were Ross and Rachel on a break?
Yes.
Is that a female mindset? Because I got to thinking and I want to know. Is it just women or predominantly women? If you are in a relationship, granted you have statuses if you're married or whatever, but if you're in a serious relationship, does a break mean or a separation mean that you are not allowed to see other people until you fully decide that you're either broken up or divorced? Or does it mean that if you're if you're on a break or a separation that you can do that? I think for girls, it's like, no, it's not about seeing other people or dating and sleeping around. If you're on a break or a separation, you get to do that when you have fully dissolved the relationship. I don't think a break or a separation means that we've dissolved the relationship.
All right, so I mean, I'm looking at break and separation as two different things.
Okay, to me, if you're
like on Ross and Rachel, right, I'm okay with what Ross did. Now, do I agree with
that? What the fuck? No! They were on a break, not broken up. That's what I'm...
But he thought that she was with Mark. I mean, there are other things that happened that...
You pump the brakes.
There are other things that I understand.
What I'm trying to say is similar is your relationship status. For me,
okay. If
you're dating, a break is equal to as if you were married being separated. It's a relationship status as that's what the word is applying to.
Okay.
So that's why it's similar to me, because that only changes depending on your status, how you're calling it. But I'm saying that if you're saying, hey, I need space from you, that's not broken up. Ross and Rachel were on a break. They weren't broken up.
No, but I've been watching this show for years, and when you really think about it, I mean, do I agree with what Ross did? No. Do I think that that's... But... Is he in the wrong? No. I mean, he honestly thought she was with Mark.
You are in the wrong.
No. Why?
I'm not specifying it to Ross and Rachel. I just wanted to use that to open it. But I'm specifying it like in real life terms, not just the show terms.
I think ultimately, if you're going to decide to separate, right? Obviously, you're having some type of issues going on with your current relationship. You have things you need to work on. I think you, as a mature adult, the two of you, you guys come to decide what that separation entails. What does that mean? Is it that you guys are allowed to date other people? Because maybe that is something that they're going through. I don't know, but I mean,
okay, so
in that part, I understand. I respect.
I will agree with you there. I think that it is important to have a conversation of how you're defining those terms.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I wouldn't. If it was me personally, though, I would say that when someone says, like myself, if I were dating someone and I was saying that we're on a break, that means, hey, we need some time apart. I.e., also, if you were married and you were saying, hey, I want to separate, it all to me means I need time apart from you. We need to figure out if this is truly what we want and where it's going. But that does not mean that we're dating other people or sleeping around. Until we have decided if this relationship is dissolved or not, then you can go in whatever with other people.
Okay.
But again, I will agree with you that that goes into talking about it, because I think everyone is different.
Yes. I know
you might be the type of person that says, hey, a break or a separation is just basically leading to the ultimate we're getting. Ultimately, I want us to start splitting things apart, and that's that time to separate everything.
Transition into the divorce.
Right. I understand that if that's you, but I do think that you're right. Communication is key, but for me, if you're looking to not be in the relationship anymore and you don't want to try with that person, then don't call it a break or a separation. Just be like, I want to start getting divorced.
Yes.
Or well, I want to break up.
And then just real quick, because I actually did just rewatch that episode this past week. She also said a break from us, meaning that's leaving it open.
The togetherness of you and I seeing us on a daily basis and, you know, just being...
Do I agree?
Together.
Do I agree that... Okay, I guess we can also ask that. Do you think Is this a man, woman? What kind of thing is it? If when you guys end, say if you ended with someone, you and your person ended, right? What is the time until you, go with somebody else, get with somebody else?
I definitely think that that's all relative to the type of person that you are.
Yeah.
But for me personally, I feel like, in all honesty, it depends on the longevity of the relationship. Okay. For example, if you've been with someone for like 3 years, 5 years, 10, 15, 20, it really, I think that that takes a toll on you. And regardless of if like it wasn't great for like the last X amount of years and you're already like, you're gone and you just finally like cut the ties that bind, I still think that there needs to be that recovery moment. Nothing disgusts me more, and I'm sorry if anybody's been a part of this situation, because granted, I don't know your situation and everyone's different and I value that, but me as a person, if it was like something like a finalness, like a death that went or a divorce, I think that there is definite need of time of healing. And if you were married to that person or with them for a long period of time, regardless if they're still with us or they passed, I think that it's important to take the time necessary to need. And I say that that can roll into years of being single, because I think it's important to find out who you are and where you're at in today's time. I think that the ones where you have someone that's automatically already on a date and they barely, the ink's not dry on paper, again, whether living or non-living from that spouse, it's just really poor taste. I just think that you can't survive on your own and you're a person that just needs other people, and that's not figuring you out. I think it's important to figure you out. I actually like, you know, when we had your cousin on earlier about a year of dating me, I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think you need to find you. I think you need to try things. I think you need to have some trial and error. And that's not dating. It's about a journey for you and finding out, you know, how to heal from the hurt. Again, whether it was, you know, a bad relationship or somebody, you know, passing, you need time to heal, and you're not going to find healing in other relationships or short-term relationships. I think that that's just passing time. That's, to me, that's not important.
I have very mixed feelings with it all, because my personal journey, I didn't date, like when I ended it with my daughter's dad, I didn't date anybody for almost a year. I literally was focusing on me. That's what I wanted. Because I was in a place that I lost who I was, and I wanted to find who I was. And I took that time before I started dating. But I know plenty of people as well that they're going through a divorce and they've already dated somebody and they've now been together for years and they're good. So I mean, not an affair. It's literally, they're just not together.
I mean, I think anybody, I understand where you're, what you're saying.
I've seen both, but for me personally,
it's a personal situation, but I think it's a faux pas if you're rushing into things.
What's a faux pas?
Like a no-no. Can we elevate it? When do you think that it's fair to say I love you?
Like when you start dating somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know, because I've dated a lot of people, and it's like there's the whole thing of love bombing. So how do you know if it's true or not? That's where my mind would go. I think for me, I can pretty much tell earlier. I wouldn't necessarily say it, but I know deep inside if I do or not.
I think the people, I understand.
I don't just like flat out say it, because I've had that happen. I was dating a guy, and not even a month later, he was like telling me that he loved me. He wanted it. And I was just like, dude, no.
Right.
Like, you barely know me. But I also know that you can be with somebody for a year and feel more connected to that person than you did ever to somebody you were with for 15 years. So I do believe in that as well.
I think it's ridiculous if you run into the I love you. I agree with you. Like, if you have somebody or you know somebody that's like, or you are somebody, that like after like 2 weeks or like a month of like knowing somebody, you're like, I love you. That's ridiculous. I don't necessarily feel 100%. I know what love bombing is, and I understand that.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily feel that it 100% of the time, if you say it soon, follows the love bombing situation, I almost feel like you think that that's what that person wants you to say so that you can move it to a different portion of the relationship. Yes and no, but I'm just saying, like, I don't even think that there's necessarily 100% ill intent behind it, but you're like, oh, well, this person does mean a lot to me, and I think that that's something they would like me to say, and you want that person to feel good. I don't think that it's always coming from an ill place, but I think that you should be adult enough to be like, it's okay not to say I love you super fast. You can still enjoy people's time, and you can still enjoy hanging out with them and grow that relationship.
Yeah.
We all don't need to be throwing that out there, because I feel like it gives us false sense of security if you're really not there.
No, and I agree with that. So a coworker of mine, since I have multiple jobs, she had told me the other day that she was been, you know, friends with benefits with this guy for a year. And then just recently, he said that he loved her. And she was like, what? And not happy.
Oh, after a year.
Yeah, because she's not happy. And so, I mean, there's also just bad timing to say it. Because in her mind, they were just friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she has stated that. But again,
I can get though.
But they were hanging out and like quote unquote dating. So in that sense, it's the same. I don't care.
I don't feel like a year is like too quickly. But if you're saying that they're like in a bad place and they haven't been getting along, I do think that you're just saying it to like try to.
No. I'm saying that they had an understanding. They were friends with benefits, and he took it to the level of "I love you."
I think you can fall in love with someone even if you're friends with benefits.
No.
But after a year. I don't think that that's saying something too soon.
No. And I agree with that. What I'm saying is that she was like, I don't understand why. Like, he knows. And I'm like, dude, if it was reversed.
She wants to keep it that way.
Yes. She's like, I don't love him. She doesn't love him. It's more of, no, I like your, you know, like, that's what I come for kind of thing. So I was very, I don't know how I'd feel about that either. Because it's true. It works both ways.
Everything's impersonal.
Yeah. If I was dating somebody, or even friends with benefits with somebody, whatever, I'm a hopeless romantic, so I would never even be able to probably do that.
Well, like, in my mindset,
would you ever be able to have friends with benefits? Or have you?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like that when you've reached that intimacy level for me, and I don't know if it's more female-driven than male specifically, but the way that it was explained to me when I was younger by my boss... because I started working for him at 19. So to him, I was still like a youngin' and stuff. But he had daughters right around my age. His oldest was a year younger than me. And then his youngest was 3 years, 4 years younger than me. But it kind of all fit in that range. And I thought he was really cute because he was talking about it one day because his oldest was starting to date. And his concern was her having a broken heart, as, you know, good dads are.
Yeah.
But his thing was, is for women and girls, when you reach an intimacy level, you can't help it. It's genetically there that every time you're in an intimate situation, you're giving pieces away of your heart. But guys aren't like that.
Well, I mean, there's definitely energy.
But I'm saying, I think that that's the reason why it's harder for the average female. I think it's chemically ingrained that we want to be a hard ass and we want to just have fun, but we
want more.
You can't stop it necessarily because it's chemically ingrained in your body that you're thinking like, hey, I'm giving you this intense situation and I'm building something off of that. I'm not saying that like just because you're sleeping with someone you're automatically thinking, hey, we're getting married and gonna have a house and kids,
but
you can't stop.
Yeah.
You can't stop necessarily in a way giving pieces of your heart every time you're in that intimate situation.
So another coworker told me the other day that they have a like an open relationship. But it is more where they have to sign, like, a contract.
Your AC is kicking on.
Yep. You guys are going to enjoy the noise because we're not getting up.
That's not a vibrator.
But, so they have a contract that they sign. So he has, and then I learned last night that it is a
polyamorous?
No, I don't know. It's a polygamy. I don't know. It's a type of relationship where I guess that is the case. They kind of sound like an NDA that you can only have sex with each other. Meaning, you can't get feelings for them. So she and him are together. They're, like, together. They're the main peeps. And then he has contracts with other women, and so she will as well with other men, but it's only for sexual stuff.
That's a lot of heavy. I think that that takes, but I mean, again,
a lot of people do that.
A personality type. But here's where
it's
I'm at.
It's blowing my mind. I'm over here like,
I'm not saying
want.
That that's not okay, but what I am saying is for me personally, I'm like, that's really messy, and I just don't want it added.
But the rules are, is right, if she doesn't feel comfortable, like the two, like the main one, if she's not okay or she's saying, hey, this is my night and this lady is trying to take my time, they basically get rid of the lady.
No, but I'm saying to me that's just exhausted. Like, I feel like a relationship itself is a lot of work. I don't need to add more people to it, man. I don't think I'm equipped to handle that.
Would
but
you
I
be
do,
able to do an open relationship, do you think?
No.
Yeah, I mean, neither.
Again, forgive me for being repetitive. I do think that it goes based off of personality.
Yeah.
I would agree with you in a sense. I'm also a hopeless romantic. I don't know if that is a generational thing.
All the Disney movies and stuff.
Well, the weird thing is that I don't ever think that I thought of a love story based off of what I watched as a kid, like Disney movies.
Yeah.
And I was a little perturbed to find out about 7 or 10 years ago that all the Disney movies that we watched were stories made up by men. That frustrated me for some reason. I don't know why, but it's just like, how do you know what I need? Like, how do you know, or yeah, whatever. But again, I never grew up like idolizing, like, oh, my love story is going to look like this. I just remember liking the movies and the way that they made me feel.
Yeah.
In a sense, but I don't know if it's a generation thing. I don't know if it's a personality thing. I don't know if it's a mixture of both. But I'm also a little bit more of a hopeless romantic. And to me, I do believe that you have a soulmate out there. And you're not meant for anybody else. You two are only meant for one another. And I do believe that when you are meant for someone and you do have that soulmate, you guys are going to get connected in some way, shape, or form. That's how it's supposed to go. That story is written. So even if you're like, what if my soulmate lives like halfway across the world? It'll be something. They'll either be traveling for some reason or you'll be traveling for some reason and you'll meet. Like, it's supposed to be that way. I do believe in that.
Oh, okay, I'm going to ask something personal then. So if you believe in that, then, because you've already been, this is your second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So then what does that mean? Like, as far as soulmate goes? I know it's deep, but I'm just...
It's not that it's deep, it's just that I don't want to be disrespectful. Yeah. So the problem that I have is when I was married, I got married at 19. This person has passed. And it's not that I didn't love them or have love for them, but I didn't believe necessarily that they were a soulmate.
Okay.
It was more of the security that they offered, and I don't want that to take away because I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah.
For the relationship that we had, and it really upsets me, and it's been one of the biggest things that I've always had to shoulder, and I probably beat myself up more than the average person. But I never wanted to have, like, a divorce under my belt.
Yeah.
And I never wanted to have, like, a remarry under my belt, because to me, I felt like that meant that I wasn't good enough and I was damaged,
but
and I should have tried harder.
Right?
No, it's just me.
No, but I'm saying, I think that's also what society makes people feel about marriage. It's like,
no, it's my parents were divorced, and I thought that they should have worked harder at their relationship instead of being selfish with their own needs, but there was also physical violence.
Yeah.
Mom, sorry, if you're listening and watching, that was really hard when we were growing up. And don't get me wrong, I don't believe that you should be in a relationship if there is abuse, physical or emotional or... whatever category, but like that wasn't us. That wasn't my first marriage. It wasn't like that. So I feel in essence like maybe I dropped the ball and I didn't try hard enough, but I was 19. We got engaged at 18.
Yeah.
It wasn't religion based. I know a lot of people ask that. It wasn't because I was pregnant either. I loved the idea of having a stable relationship environment and a security blanket.
Yeah.
But I still loved that person. and what they brought to the table. So
can't you have multiple soulmates?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't...
I think there's...
When we're talking about a romantic relationship, regardless of what your present... your preferences are, of your sexuality, I think that you have one. There's always just that one true one that always resides there. I think there's ones that you tolerate. If for whatever reason...
Do you think that some people are with that one and then they end? And then they, like, that's, so I've read, so like twin flames, I don't know if, I think we've kind of briefly talked about this before, but twin flames are, is like the other half of your soul. So it's not the same as a soulmate, but it's, you run into each other. And then there's like chasing and running and I don't know, there's all this kind of stuff with it. But does that make sense what I'm asking? So if you, would you say like, well, I don't know. That's hard. Because then I think of, like, my dad. So, I mean, obviously...
Your parents are the number one for me. I do think that they were soulmates. And even though, you know...
So, does that mean that he wouldn't ever find anybody again? You know what I mean? Like, that's where...
No, that's where I'm saying that you tolerate someone because you don't want to be alone if you so choose, but you only have one soulmate.
Well, that's like a companionship, right? You want, like...
You tolerate.
Okay.
I don't think it's a soulmate. You can love that person, but that's not a soulmate. A soulmate is your other half to your whole. I feel that everyone has one. Okay. I hope that the story always goes that you find each other. But like I said, even in with my belief in reincarnation, I think that your story is always written. It crosses over time.
Yeah. I think I'm going to meet mine this lifetime.
Yes. I think that, again, everyone has one. And, you know, I hope that... For anyone out there, I hope that the story is a long one and it doesn't come with a lot of challenges and triumphs, but I do believe that there even are moments, depending on if this time around, you're going to be hit with a lot of bumps in the road. It doesn't matter. You guys just keep coming back together. You try to get away from each other, you come back together. You try to get, you know, if you're written and that's your soulmate, it'll always end up back together. It's just that always that one. But whatever your sexual preferences and stuff, it could be, you know, another female. It could be a man with another man. But I do believe you only get one.
Interesting.
I do have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
Moving back to, you know, the mindset of being on a break or, you know, not. Do you think that you can find a quality relationship if you meet someone in a bar?
Yes.
No. No. Why? I don't think you find your soulmate in a bar, unless that soulmate is also picking up a drunk friend or family member that can't drive themselves home, and you are equally finding it ridiculous that you have to be somebody's designated driver.
I think you have to talk about the atmosphere of said bar. But I'm saying, like, last night I was out, I wasn't drinking, and we were out at a speakeasy.
You had already been drinking.
I had one, not even a full drinking. Beer. Still drinking. Again... I think that's not, there's difference between being belligerent and being drunk and like all that versus I had one earlier on in the night. So what I'm saying is that at that place, I'm out with my friends.
Is it a fine establishment and you guys aren't just getting shit faced at like the local like fucking...
Yeah, but I know people that have done that too. And it's, I mean, I don't know. I'd say that if it's really your soulmate, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you guys will find each other, like you said.
Absolutely.
So maybe you could find each other there.
No. here's the thing. You're asking essentially like if it is like a wine bar place with tasting and it's like food and drinks and stuff like that. It's not like you're going to like some like skeezy bar that like just, you know, anyone and everyone and bikers show up at and all there is just straight out drinking and peanuts to like whatever munch on. I will admit that. Yes. If you're just getting shit faced and you're, you know, just trying to. You guys are there. Everyone is looking for a hookup. There's no longevity and there's no intent there.
Yeah.
I will even go a step further. If you get married in Vegas, that's not a real wedding.
It is. And
it is not.
Plenty of people that are still together that have done that.
That's just because they haven't gotten divorced yet. My parents got married in Vegas. That means that you're not taking your relationship and your life serious together as a couple, that you couldn't even like go out enough to like make it like a big deal. Now, I'm not saying you need to have the chapel wedding and like spend hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever on a wedding.
What about just going to the courthouse? Is that the
same? I'm fine with that. No. When you go to Vegas, everybody goes there to party and everybody goes there to have fun and just, you know, what happens there stays there. There's no longevity in that. It's ridiculous. You can do anything, but if you're getting married in Vegas, you don't think that marriage is serious. You might as well just not even, it might not, it, you shouldn't even make it legal at that point. You should just be like, yeah, we were just goofing off.
No, I mean, I do feel that if you're that intoxicated, the state or whoever, right, they should not make it legal. I do agree there just because I as a person would want to make sure that the people are coherent and understand.
I do think that that is a rule regardless that you can't be like wasted. But no, I'm not saying if you're wasted, if you're getting married in Vegas, you think that your marriage is a joke. Yeah. You don't take life seriously.
On that note.
If I hurt feelings, sorry, not sorry. This is MJ.
And Todd.
Enjoy, guys.